And I'd like to give the floor to Konstantin. I'll try to be quite brief. I wanted to focus on the fact that the philosophy of a multipolar world is very simple. It implies that we are all equal, and if it is the philosophy of a unipolar world, it means that we are not equal. There are people who are better than all the others, and those who are better believe that they belong to another selected race. We know that the racist theory was not born in Germany. It was developed in the United Kingdom, and it was so because they had crowned the queen in Delhi. And based on their racist theory, exactly that theory, the world turned unipolar, because people who believe that they are more important and they are better than anybody else started selling people for slavery and so on. And today, the Minister of Defense of Israel calls Palestinians as animals. So racism has not disappeared, and the multipolar world is different from the U.S. hegemony of a unipolar world. That a multipolar world, it means we are all equal. We are all human beings, and as Nkosi Mandela has just said, we all represent the same mankind. Apostle Paul, as you can recall, said, there are no aliens, no Jews, no Christians, because our Orthodox religion, based on our self-identification in Russia, calls on us to treat everybody as a brother. And this is essentially the philosophy of a multipolar world. This is our absolute, and this is why we understand that our multipolar world is not a Russia-centric world. It is a world where every nation, every country has the same right to exist, because we are all equal, and we will not let anybody believe that they are more equal than we are. Thank you.